start weeping in front of you. Just God, something about how precious and rare this situation is. What a gift that we've been given. So thank you. And of course, it's not just you. It's kind of what we've done collectively. It is amazing. You know, it is such a precious thing.
We're with you. We're all completely with you. Yes.
So I'd like to just thank a few people individually. So of course, the first thing I think has been so delightful about this retreat is aware that we have not only been participating in here in the centre, but we've had the were given the opportunity for those beyond the centre to continue to have the possibility of engaging with the gifts that have been shared here this week. So we'd like to begin just by thanking Sechelina and Jay for the incredible work that you've been doing this week in the background, in the basement, which I think, you know, has really been a delight to witness. Been lovely to see you working together, but also just really knowing the impact that that will have on others. Certainly the day I wasn't here, the gift of having the opportunity just to key into it and maintain the connections with the teachings and the sort of sense of where it was going as a retreat is very important. So we appreciate that.
There's also been Sadaya Sihi in the Free Buddhist Audio Team in Dublin, who's been posting it on thebuddhistcentre.com. So she's been our remote part of the team as well.
So, yeah, really fantastic. And then also I'd like to rejoice in your little thought for the days, as you were calling, which I don't think I know what you meant. So that kind of that little opening section, I think for me it's really given me a greater confidence in the Dharma economy and the whole thing of that what we're trying to do here is so radical, and that you're starting to find a way of articulating that in a way that feels confident and clear in what we're doing. So I really appreciate the effort and thought that's gone into each day describing that way of working. So thank you for that. And then of course we've had everybody who's the people who've led the meditation sessions in the morning and the evening pujas, and thank you for that. But of course all of us have been contributing in different ways to the just keeping it going on a very practical level. So I've certainly enjoyed seeing people sort of apparently effortlessly keeping the centre going, keeping it cared for, and keeping us fed. So, thank you.
And you've done a huge amount of work on getting that happening, actually, especially with food and that practical organisational side. You've done a massive amount of work on that.
Okay, so now we'll come to Viryadevi. Sorry, Viryadevi, Vetsadevi. Sorry, Vetsadevi, I'm going to do that. Yeah, who are you?
Oh, yeah. These funny names.
I've even written Viryadevi words.
I've done that.
Yeah, I guess because they've got quite a strong connection with Vera Davies.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can rationalise it, don't I?
It's fine.
So, my sense of, the sort of what I feel you've opened up for me, and I imagine for our community, is this sense of, kind of see it as a Dharma door. Mm. You know, you opened quite early in the retreat talking about this relationship between precision and wild abandon. Mm. And it feels like there's something there in between those two modes that you really opened out during the course of the retreat, which I found a real access point to something quite fresh and new for myself. And I think we were talking about this term which I hadn't heard before, Kanaka Samadhi, this momentary concentration, momentary awareness, which just seemed quite a relief to discover that was a very traditional term, a traditional way of practicing, which is sort of named in the very earliest of traditions.
Yes.
Because there's a confession, I don't really do dhyana, so it's actually quite a relief to kind of find, I'm all right. I don't particularly go down that path of meditation, and I kind of knew that what I was doing was okay, but somehow to have that articulated so clearly and with such care and precision, I found that really very helpful. So personal level, but I think just really just opening up this a clarification of the sort of breadth of practice which we engage with, how to bring that in relation to our system of practice, I found very, very helpful. And I think for me it was the puja, which the hermit puja really was the kind of pinnacle of that teaching really. You know, I felt it really expressed something in that puja which was or is inexpressible. Somehow this the sense of the hermit in everyday life, which I think your teaching seemed to be pointing to. So I felt the hermit as the continuity of attention, and everything that he touched and came into contact with was, you know, the teachings, I suppose you could say it was the wild abandon of not really knowing what was going to arise, but having that capacity to engage, which I think you've really drawn out over the course of the retreat. And I think that's fantastic. That I think for myself, I thought that your simplicity and clarity of that of the teaching expressed. I kind of sensed out of that the depth of your own practice and your own work that you've done to be able to communicate it so clearly, and for us all, you know, in our own ways to receive the teaching. So that kind of, thank you for that.
Thank you.
I suppose the last thing just to say that feels like a beautiful gift for the Bristol Buddhist Centre. Feel that who knows what it will, you know, what it will give rise to, but it just feels like something's been dropped into this field, which I don't know what will come of it, but I trust that because there's something there of the quality of the beautiful mind, that in its own way it will find expression. So thank you.
Thank you.
One of the mitras texted me and said it was a little gem.
So we have here a card for you and a little contribution. So
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's see from the centre.
Yeah, very much appreciated. Yeah, thank you for that, Badrun. Thank you very much. And I could echo all that you said, but probably not quite so beautifully and articulately at the moment, about the ways that I felt that the, and to use some of Satya Leela's language, the way that the energies really flowed in the retreat, in terms of one thing leading to another, the help coming, the cooking happening, the recording happening, and then suddenly it's on Facebook or wherever.
The culmination of everything.
It just gave me a moment to say, oh! So, it wasn't the goal, it was just a moment of sort of, oh, really? For me, personally. Thank you so much for inviting me. I've been very happy here and really appreciated, and I've really quite relished the format and the comings and goings of different groupings of people, and then someone will be back a day later, or they'll be there for the puja, and there's been something about that flow of energy within the retreat and the bounds of that stretching that I've really appreciated, really enjoyed that element. And even though the jellyfish may seem a little bit of a strange image to, it was sometimes these things just pop out of your mouth, don't they? And that was one of them. But it does feel like oh there was a way of, in a way, just quite naturally, in a way, keeping the mandala that sort of fluid and that flexibility in it. And then there were all these people coming from Stroud, which was very lovely. Really thank you for inviting me, and thanks so much for all the help and support while I've been here. I felt like all I've had to do is sit and offer the teachings and lie down on sofas every now and again. But I've also really appreciated that probably most of the conversations I've had have been about practice, about a practice exchange. So I just felt like all week I've been meeting curiosity, people's own curiosity about their own practice, and willingness to talk about it, and quite an articulateness around talking about it, which to me points to that there's something of a culture of that within the Sangha already. It's like there's which is not, it's not easy to do sometimes. So I think to have got that process going, to have established that a way of talking about what for most of us is the most important thing. It's been wonderful, actually. I think the other sort of reflection, or sort of in a way something I wanted to sort of mirror back, was to the extent that the Sangha embodies faith, and the my feeling that devotion and faith are just quite alive and flowing here. And I was very struck the first puja that we did, the first evening, there were all these full length prostrations. People were throwing themselves on the floor. Something perhaps more used to seeing maybe on the last night or your sort of favourite yidam, but it just felt like this is really natural. This is actually very natural to people to body, speech and mind connected with the Dharma, connected with the Buddha. So it's been very beautiful to witness and to participate in. So thank you. Thank you all for that. Yeah. So I think maybe it's time for us to dissolve the mandala. This mandala that we brought into being through, in a way protected by the flames, protected by lotuses, and protected by vajras. And protected in order to help us connect with and further cultivate these Kalyana qualities, the qualities of the beautiful mind. Jewel-like qualities. And I feel like I've seen them manifest through the moments of communication, the moments of cooperation and kindness between people all week, actually. Consideration. So dissolving the mandala, but the qualities remain, and the connections remain as well. A friend of mine, I remember her hearing her say at the end of a retreat, if you like, the some of the peacefulness, or maybe the more sort of concentrated or steadiness of mind, those sorts of states, they come and go, and so they come with retreat conditions and they gradually sort of fade away. But the moments of learning, the moments of clear seeing, they continue, if you like. There's something that becomes more sort of contributing factors to our direction, to our spiritual direction and sampajanya. So I thought it would be nice if we were in a circle to just do this little closing ritual. So maybe let's put our stuff to the side, and we can just stand in a circle.
It's quite fitting that there's spaces between us, because there have been many other people here over the week, so we can imagine them with us.
So I was just realising one practical thing that I need to address before we complete the class, which is at the end of lunch, we'll, if possible, as many of you would be helpful to stay, just to help us put the centre back to how it normally is, so that in clearing up, tidying up, cleaning would be. So if you've got time to, after lunch, to do that with us, that would be much appreciated.
Or if anyone's not staying for lunch but has 15 minutes, I can give you a little job. Yeah. And I'd just like to also thank MJT for all the many things you've been so quietly doing, in tweaks in between, keeping an eye on things, and in a characteristic way. Thank you.
Including walking me home.
Yeah.
So the ritual is a very simple one, and one that you're familiar with. So I'll describe it, and then we'll have a few minutes doing something else. So
you'll see what I mean.
So in a few minutes, we'll bow to those of us present and those of us standing in between and behind and imagined all around. So we'll just bow, going around the inner circle, and then we'll turn around and bow to the world in a way, dissolving the mandala, turning away, bowing to the world, and then we just walk, if like walk out of the circle, and that's us, dissolve the mandala. Before we do the bowing, we're going to transfer merits. So all the merit gained, just letting it benefit, be of benefit to the world. So we'll do that in unison. And before we do that, we'll just spend a couple of minutes, if you like, just connecting with those qualities, particularly in relation to the spiritual faculties, those qualities of the beautiful mind. Those pathways to the beautiful. Kalyana. Epically lovely, skillful mind and heart. Connecting with faith, energy for the good, steadiness and stability for mind and being, wisdom qualities, and the qualities of mindfulness, awareness. Perhaps connecting with how they've, how we've experienced them ourselves, and how we've seen them manifest between us. Manifest in others. And the natural quality that arises for me, different qualities are more beautiful qualities, appreciation and gratitude. Mudita. Transference of merit and self-surrender.
May the merit gained in my acting thus go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings, my personality throughout my existences, my possessions, and my merit in all three ways. I give up without regard to myself for the benefit of all beings, just as the earth and other elements are serviceable in many ways to the infinite number of beings inhabiting limitless space. So may I become that which maintains all beings situated throughout space, so long as all have not attained to peace.
Bowing into the circle, bowing around.